जयो गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिधर धारी जयो गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिधर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरागनचारी यमुना तीरागनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जयो राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जयो श्री गोपाल जयो श्री गोपाल जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद
हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रपात की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वित गदाधर शिवाशत गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ऑल गुरिष्ठ द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गुरिष्ठ द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गुरिष्ठ द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गुरिष्ठ ऑल गुरिष्ठ ऑल गुरिष्ठ श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रम् नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर फोर वर्स नंबर 23 ఏతారుషయో వేదం సంశం వ్యసయన్ అనేకధా శిష్యై ప్రశిష్యై తశిష్యే వేదాస్తే సాఖినో అభవన్ తయేతారుషయో వేదం సంశం వ్యసనం అనేకదా శిష్యై ప్రశిష్యై తశిష్యే వేదస్తే సాఖినో అభవన్ తయేతారుషయో వేదం సంశం వ్యసన్ అనేకదా శిష్యై ప్రశిష్యై తశిష్యే వేదాస్తే సాఖినో భవన్. తస్య ప్రశిష్యై వేదాస్తే సాఖినో భవన్ తయేతారుషయో వేదం స్వంసం వ్యసన్ అనేకదా శిష్యై ప్రశిష్యై తస్య వేదాస్తే సాఖినో భవన్ సంశం వ్యసన్యనేకదా శిష్యై ప్రశిష్యై తశిష్యే వేదాస్తే సాఖినో భవన్. వట్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ తే దే ఏతే ఆల్ దీజ్ ఋషయ learned scholars, Vedam, the respective Vedas, Swamsham, in their own interested matters, Vyashyan, rendered, Anekadha, many, Shishyai, disciples, Prasyasai, grand disciples, Tapsishyai, great grand disciples, Vedahate, followers of the respective Vedas, Sakhinaha, different branches, Abhavan, thus became translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. All these learned scholars, in their turn, rendered their entrusted Vedas unto their many disciples, grand disciples and great grand disciples, and thus the respective branches of the followers of the Vedas came into being. Purport. The original source of knowledge is the Vedas. There are no branches of knowledge, either mundane or transcendental, which do not belong to the original text of the Vedas. They have simply been developed into different branches. They were originally rendered by great, respectable and learned professors. In other words, the Vedic knowledge broken into different branches by different disciples successions has been distributed all over the world. No one therefore can claim independent knowledge beyond the Vedas.
Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam roopa kadamayam dadanti svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsha శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాత సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితాం తం సజీవం సద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదా సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే సప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరీ విషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే పంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమః వందే శ్రీగురు దినతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యైశ్వరం హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐఎమ్ వెరీ వెరీ గ్రేట్ఫుల్ ఫర్ గివింగ్ మీ దిస్ ఆపర్చునిటీ టు స్పీక్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. ఐ సీక్ ది బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది డివోటీస్ హు ఆర్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ క్లాస్ ఆన్లైన్ అండ్ ఆఫ్లైన్ సో దాట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఫర్ మై ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ అండ్ అదర్స్ ప్లేజర్. హరే కృష్ణ. We saw that the Lord's pastimes and the devotee's pastimes, they are like equal. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. So this is applicable not only to the Lord, but also to his devotees. Since last many classes we are hearing that Vyasadeva's birth was divine. So, also Vyasadeva's activities are also divine. So, once we discussed that Vyasadeva was thinking, contemplating through his divine chakshu, divya chakshu cha, and so that he is seeing that the anomalies of the Kali Yuga. So, here divya chakshu means divine eyes. One is called charma chakshu. When we see the things through the charma chakshu, then what happens? We think that asyatyare satya karimani. Ahankara matta haya nitai pada pasariya asyatyare satya karimani. When we see the things through our charma chakshu, then we accept untruth as truth. Asyatyare satya karimani. But when we see through the divya chakshu, divine chakshu, then we see things as they are. So here Vyasadeva is seeing through his divine chakshu, and by that he is seeing the anomalies of Kali Yuga. So this divya chakshu, unless we have this divine chakshu, divya chakshu, we cannot see the things as they are. Like Arjuna is asking Krishna in 11th chapter, I want to see your universal form. So Krishna gives him divya chakshu, so that Arjuna can see the beautiful, the universal form. Similarly, Vyasadeva is trying to convince Dhritarashtra not to go for the war, Mahabharata Yudha. But Dhritarashtra was adamant. And Vyasadeva is asking what blessings you want. So Dhritarashtra is telling, I want to see the what is happening in the Mahabharata Yudha. Then Vyasadeva is telling, what kind of you want to see it, MP4 or MP3? What kind of, you want to see it video or you want to hear? Then Dhritarashtra is telling, actually if I see the things in video form, then I will not be tolerated that. So I want to hear. So in that condition, Vyasadeva is giving Divya Chakshu to Sanjaya, so that he is expressing and Dhritarashtra is hearing. So Here also Divya Chakhu is given. Even Kardama Muni, he is also giving the Divya Chakhu to Devahuti. So that he will be able to see the things as they are. In Bhagavatam it is mentioned. And once I was hearing this, in our society there is Upanayana Sanskar, Vrata Upanayana Sanskar. Vrata Upanayana Sanskar means here the Guru gives the Chakshu so that he can see the things as they are. Upanayana means he is seeing through other's eye. That is Guru's eye. Upanayana. And here also we can also divine chakshu means Shastra Chakshu. So here, through his divine chakshu, Vyasadeva is seeing the anomalies of Kali Yuga. And he is thinking and contemplating how he can help the world. How he can help the people of this world. So he expanded the Vedas into four parts. And he entrusted it to his disciples. For what? Now, his activities are not normal like us. His activities are divine. How they are divine? Now, because his life is not for himself. His life is for the welfare of the others. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes, Jivana nirvahe ane udvega na dive para upakare nija sukha pashorive. Jivana nirvahe ane udvega na dive. While living our life, we should not give anxiety, give pain to others. Para upakare nija sukha pashorive. While rendering service to others, while seeing the welfare of others, we should forget our happiness. So, this was the mood of Vyasadeva. Like, there is a Subhashit. Para upakaraya phalanti vrikhya, para upakaraya bahanti nadya, para upakaraya duhanti gava, para upakaraya idam sariram, para upakaraya phalanti vrikhya. The trees, they give fruits for others. The river flows for others' welfare. The cow gives milk for others. Similarly, the great souls, they think that this life is for others, not for me. So, we can see, many people, they accept this path, this renunciation path, yes, many people, they accept this dharmic path. For what? Now, for their own welfare. Like that, in my childhood, I used to see many people, they used to come and play the kartal and they will sing some song and they will collect some alms. And that is for their own self. They are not helping the others. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says, Prayena deva munaya so vimukti kama maunam charanti vijanena paratha nishta. Prayena deva munaya so vimukti kama. So, Narsingh, he is praying to Narsingh, Prahlad Maharaj, that the people, they are selfish. They are thinking about themselves. They are not thinking about the welfare of the others. But I am not like that. Until unless all these people are delivered from this world, I will not go to the spiritual world. That is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. So, I was attending this IAYC in Nathdwara, and there one class was given by Gaurang Darshan Prabhu. I will quote some points from his class. So he was quoting that preachers are called Bhurida Jana. Why? Now, because they spread Krishna consciousness. So today we'll discuss about some few points about the qualities of a preacher. Okay. So preachers are their essence seeker and essence giver. They accept the essence and they give the essence. So that's why their association is contagious. Like this corona. This is contagious. Similarly, the association of devotees is also contagious. So, Vidur Muni, Vidurji is meeting Maitra Rishi. In third canto, this verse comes. Tadasya kausha rava sharma datu harer kathameva kathashusaram उद्रुत्य पुष्पेभ्य इवार्थ बंधु शिवाय न कीर्तय तीर्थ कीर्ते तदस्य कौसर अव शर्म धातु. शर्म धातु मीन्स ही द बेस्टर ऑफ ऑस्पिशियसनेस टू द पीपुल इन जनरल. तदस्य कौसर अव शर्म धातु हरेर कथा में कथा सुसारम एमंग्स ऑल द कथास व्हाट इज द एसेंस ना हरि कथा इज द एसेंस. So they know that essence is Harikatha. That's why the preachers they give as Harikatha to others. So that's why their intention is pure, or their content is also pure. Intent and content both are pure. Intent is Harikatha. Intent is to uplift the people, and content is Harikatha. That's why they are essence giver and essence seeker. And here Maitreya Muni is called as Arthavandhu. He is the friend of the distressed people. So sadhus, they are the friends of the distressed people because they can only interfere in the karma of a person. In 11th canto, there is verse comes, now devatas, they gives us the result of our own karma. But sadhus, they can interfere in our karma and then they can change our karma. And these devotees are preachers of they are releaser of Krishna Katha. They release bhakti privately and publicly. Privately, when they are alone, they chant the holy name and they sing some Vaishnava songs and release. And when they are in public, they do Dagar Sankirtan, they speak Krishna Katha, and in that way they are releasing bhakti. And like we can see the examples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to release Krishna Katha with Swarupa Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. That was privately. But publicly, he used to do Nagar Sankirtan. And sometimes Bhagavatam also with Gadadhara Pandita and other devotees. And devotees they are like the role models. They are having exemplary character. 2 days before Dwarka, this we are telling about that sadhana, Sadachar and Siddhanta, three things. Here, that is, the devotees are having exemplary character. For example, like there is a dustbin. In our temple, there are two kinds of dustbin, wet waste and dry waste. But sometimes devotees, they will keep the dry waste in the wet dustbin and vice versa. So, but dustbin will never complain. He will not give up, that will not give up his nature. Similarly, devotees, they do not give up their nature, the tolerance. And they are having the missionary spirit. Like we see in the 6th canto, Narada Muni is giving knowledge to the Harishas. They are the sons of Daksha. And when the time came to increase the progeny, Daksha sent them to go for austerities. And during that time, Narada Muni comes and he gives some allegorical thing, and after that they are totally converted and they become full-time devotees. So in that condition, it's not like that Narada Muni brain was their brain. Actually, they become independently thoughtful, and all of them, they accepted this Krishna Bhakti. And after that, Daksha, he created another 1,000 sons and he sends them back for austerities. And Narada Muni again converted them. Then Daksha is in anger mood. And Narada Muni is thinking, I have given bhakti to all, to all of their parampara, dynasties. But still this Daksha is not converting. And he is thinking that if I will go to him, he will chastise me a little bit. But when his anger will be subsided, he will accept this bhakti. In that mood he is approaching Daksha. So that was the missionary spirit of the sadhus. And they are desireless and selfless, not having any personal agenda for spreading Krishna consciousness, like puja, pratishtha and love. In Lord Shiva's pastime, there is one first come, na taptante lokatapena. Taptante lokatapena means when the sadhus, they see the top of the people, they undergo austerities. For what? Not to reduce their tapo. There are two kinds of tapo. Austerities, devotees they do. They do austerities for their own body and austerities for their for the upliftment of the people. Like Srila Prabhupada. He was there at Vrindavan, but he underwent tapo to remove the tapo of the people. So, for that he prepared for himself for 40 years. And devotees are also considered as commanders, the leaders who can create other leaders. Like the captain of the ship, he is Karnadhar of the ship. He can make many captains. He can make many real leaders. And devotees are also called as enthusiastic educators. Very nice verse comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto. Ekanta labham vachaso napunso sushloka maule gunavadam ahu sutvesha vidyatthi upakritayam katha sudhayam upasam prayogam. Ekanta labham vachaso napunso. They know that their only benefit is sushloka maule gunavadam ahu, to glorify the glories of the Lord. That is the only benefit. That is the enthusiasm of the devotees, educators. And they preach according to the disciples' qualification. How much the disciple can digest, according to that, they give the knowledge. Like here, Vyasadeva is giving the Vedas to his disciples. So, for example, if there is a small baby, it needs mother's milk. But if you'll give him ravidi, then what will happen to him? Or vice versa, if somebody, a young man, and if you'll give him only milk, it will be difficult for him to sustain. And devotees are also straightforward. They do not think that they give the real message at the real time, proper time. So once upon a time, there was a daku and he was going to be hanged. So he was asked, what is your last desire? And he telling that, actually I want to meet my mother. Okay. His mother comes and he is asking, I want to speak to him. She should come very close to me. So when his mother comes to very close to him, he started biting his mother's ears. Then the police people, they ask, why did we do that? Now, then he's telling that because of her only, I became this gunda, daku. Because in my childhood, when I started stealing small things, he never complained me. And he always praised me. And because of that, my condition is like that. So similarly, when we pamper, when we do not correct the devotees when they are doing some wrong thing, then the time will come, then they will create havoc for others. So similarly, ISKCON is carrying the mood of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, he is contemplating and distributing this knowledge to his disciples, grand disciples. Similarly, ISKCON is carrying the mood of Vyasadeva. Srila Prabhupada is thinking how to give this knowledge to the whole world. He is trying to translate Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and other books, and he is also empowering his devotees, his disciples, so that they can also become valuable to the society. They can also do some welfare activities for the society. So in this way, there are many books in many languages are translated for the welfare of the people. Like for in Odisha, you will get Bhagavatam in Odia Bhagavatam. And there are many, in my childhood I used to see, there is four or five people, they will come and they will sing the stories and Puranic stories with the song and they will describe that. And there is competition also. So in this way they give the Puranic knowledge to the village people. But nowadays this culture is being destroyed. So today's verse, Vyasadeva is empowering his disciples, grand disciples and great grand disciples. In this way, He is trying to spread this knowledge throughout the world. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was traveling to South India, he was also trying to give this knowledge and making the Vaishnavas throughout the world, throughout the South India. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leaving from Olalnath towards Srikakulam, so it is mentioned that Matta Singha Praya Prabhu Karila Gaman Tema Vese Jaya Kari Nama Sankirtana. So Matta Singha Praya Prabhu Karila Gaman. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is moving like a mad lion, and he was ecstatic in love and chanting the holy name of the Lord. How he chanting? Krishna 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 He Valiye Krishna 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 He Krishna 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 He Krishna 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 Rakshama Krishna Krishna Rakshama Krishna 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 Pahima Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshama Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Krishna Kesava Pahima So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting and moving ahead. So, Ehi shloka padi pathe chalila gaura hari, loko dekhi pathe kahe vala hari hari. So chanting this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going, and whenever he is seeing anyone, he is telling, chant the holy name of the Lord. Sei loko prema matta haya vale hari krishna, prabhura pache sange jaye darsana satrushna. So all these people, they will become mad with Krishna prem and they will follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhura pache sanga jaye darsana satrushna. And to see the beautiful form of the Lord. Katakshane rahi prabhu tare alingya vidaya karila tare shakti sancharya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give some time to his to these devotees and he will vidaya karila tare shakti sancharya. He will embrace them and empower them with bhakti shakti and tell them you can go to your home. Sei jana nija grame kariya gaman krishna vali hase kande nache anukhyana all these people they will go to their home they go to their village and they'll chant the name of the holy name of the krishna and laugh cry and dance continuously jare dekhe tare kahe kaha krishna naam ei mata vaishnava hoila sab nija gram and to whomever they meet tare kahe kaha krishna chant the holy name of the lord ei mata vaishnava hoila sab nija gram in this way He will make the whole village Vaishnavas. Gramantara haite dekhite aila jata jana tara darshana krupa hai tara sama. So from other villages, gramantara from other villages, people will come to see that person, empowered devotee. And just by seeing that devotee, they will become devotees. And they will become mad and they will go to their village and they will make the people of their village Vaishnavas. In this way, সেই যাই গ্রামের লোক বৈষ্ণব করায় অন্য গ্রামে আসি গাঁরে দেখে বৈষ্ণব হয় ইন দিস ওয়ে অদর পিপল উইল কাম ফ্রম দ্য অদর ভিলেজ এন্ড দে উইল বিকাম অলসো বৈষ্ণবাস সেই যাই অন্য গ্রামে করে উপদেশ এই মত বৈষ্ণব হইল সব দক্ষিণ দেশ সো ইন দিস ওয়ে দি হোল সাউথ ইন্ডিয়া বিকেম দি বৈষ্ণবাস এই মত পথে যাইতে শত শত জন বৈষ্ণব করে না তারে করি আলিঙ্গ তো ওয়াইল গোয়িং অন দিস ওয়ে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু উইল এমব্রেস দেম অ্যান্ড সি দেম অ্যান্ড ইন দিস ওয়ে হি উইল মেক অল অফ দেম ডিভোটিজ जय ग्राम में रही क्या करे ना जारा घरे से ग्राम में रह जत लोग आई से देखी बारे समटाइम्स चैतन्य महाप्रभु विल स्टे इन ए विलेज एंड आस्क प्रसादम फ्रॉम समबडी एल्स होम सो इन दैट वे द होल विलेज पीपल विल कम एंड सी हिम दे विल बिकम डिवोटीज प्रभुर कृपा है महाभागवत से सब आचार्य है तारी ल जगत सो प्रभुर कृपा है महाभागवत जस्ट बाय दी मर्सी ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑल ऑफ देम दे बिकेम महाभागवत से ही सब आचार्य हया तारी लग रहे दे बिकेम द आचार्य देन डिलीवर दी होल वर्ल्ड सो लाइक दिस चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही स्प्रेडेड दिस होल कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस थ्रू आउट दी वर्ल्ड थ्रो हिमसेल्फ एंड थ्रो हिज ग्रैंड डिसिपल्स सो आवर प्रथा इज आवर सिस्टम इज नॉट ओनली Diksha. It is both Siksha and Diksha. It's not like Kula Guru system or Karna Guru system. Because in my childhood I've seen, so many people they are having their Guru. And that Guru will come once in a year during the harvesting time. And for what? He will collect some rice, moong, dal, all those things. And give some knowledge and he will go and die. So now, once upon a time, this guru came and told, I want to give your son, Diksha. And this son is studying in college. Okay. And this guru has become very old. And he is giving mantra to that boy. While giving mantra, his teeth are not there. So while chanting the mantra, he is spitting inside the ears of the boy. And the boy Chesaji, what are you doing? What kind of mantra you are giving? You are spitting and filling up my ear. So in this way, these people, they do not maintain their purity and just they come to give diksha for what? Now they can get their quota, yearly quota, so that they can maintain their house, maintain their family. So this is, our pantha is not like that. Once upon a time one asked me, one devotee asked me about my parents, about my elder brother and sister-in-law, then my uncle, because all of us are having different gurus. So he asked me, so how it is that all of you are having different gurus? I told him, all are from ISKCON only, no problem. And all of us, we are inspired by different gurus, that's why we accepted diksha from different gurus. So there is no hard and fast rule that we should take the initiation, the whole family should take initiation from one family, one guru. It's not like that. So, this path is not like the Jnani's path. Jnani's, Haridas Swami Maharaj tell that the Jnani's are like bulls. Bulls, you know, bull is always searching for a partner to fight with that. To compete with that. So, if he'll not find a partner to fight with that, another bull, then he'll fight with trees, and otherwise he'll fight with a pillar. If he's not finding anything, then he'll fight with the ground. Pura mundi ko hilata rahega. Similarly, the jnani is, they are always searching for the person who can debate with them, who can compete with them. But our path is not like that. So, our path is, this is like the path of Siksha and Guru, Diksha path. So, once upon a time, I was in my base, 4 or 5 years ago. And when I reached in my base before time, near about 5 p.m., something like that. And I saw so many vessels are lying there. And I started cleaning those vessels because the 2 days before there was a congregation program and all the pots were like that. And I became still irritated and I started cleaning those vessels. And during that time one devotee came and he started pulling out these vessels. Prabhuji, I'll do. So he forced me, so I left those vessels. And in the night at 10 o'clock after giving class, after having prasadam, I saw that all those vessels are lying there only. All the vessels are not cleaned at all. Then I called that person, devotee. Why didn't you allow me to clean these vessels? So actually one call came, NASA I went. After that, why didn't it clean? So he didn't say anything to me. So he started cleaning the vessels. But next day, in the night I stayed in that vessel. Next day morning I saw those pots are not cleaned properly. So this is the nature of the people. Means our parampara, our acharya, they do not want this kind of activities from us. So why? Actually, there is a poor person. And he approached the king. I am very poor. I do not have anything, any land to cultivate. Give me some land. So king is, okay, we'll consider your case. So after 1 year, the poor person got one land. So he started cultivating that land. Then he write one song. Chamu jaha dele harase, pau pau wala varase, emanta bhui chakunda bhuni le uthai nai, vachi vachi kari dele padiya, sabana masare bhangan odia. This is odia song, I'll elaborate. Chamu jaha dele harase, pau pau wala varase. Whatever the king gave me happily, it took 1 year to give that land. Chamo jaha dele harase, pau pau gala barase. Then, bachi bachi kari dele padiya, savana vasare bhange nadiya. He gave me a land in such a way that you can break a coconut in the month of savana on that land. So, you know, in the month of savana, there is lot of water, dhara savana, that's why it is called, continuous rain. And you will not, land is very muddy. And he got a land, such a land that he can break a coconut on that land. And to get that land, it took 1 year. Okay. Emanta bhumi chakunda bunile uthane. He got such a land that even chakunda means there is one kind of plant which does not want any water. Little bit water is enough to grow. So that plant is unable to grow in that land. So what is the purpose of this land? So similarly, so acharyas, they give some service to the disciple. So disciple, Maharaj, aap chinta mat kijiye, ho jayega sab. Phir kuch din ke baad poochte, are kyun nahi hua? Maharaj, ho jayega, chinta mat kijiye. Aise aise karke saalo nikal jata hai, but there is no result. So our parampara, they do not want this kind of what do you say, attitude. Okay. So, what is the mood of our parampara? Now, our parampara takes the anxiety for the guru and anxiety for the Lord. Okay. Some people say, I am happy. I don't want to take any anxiety. I do not take any anxiety. But this anxiety you have to take either from in the material world or in the spiritual things also. For anxiety for the guru, once upon a time, Srila Prabhupada, he was in Los Angeles. And he was trying to distribute his BTG magazines in large quantity. So he came to know that there is one company, Dai Nippon Printing Company of Japan. And this is the largest printing house of the world during that time. And this I got from the book Servant of Servant by Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. So in that book, Prabhupada is thinking that I want to print these books in this company, Dai Nippon Printing Company. So Prabhupada is thinking that, but the minimum requirement is 20,000 books. And during that time, sale was only 4,000 book copies in a month. So this company wants 20,000 copies at least. So Prabhupada thinking how to increase the number of copies. So Prabhupada invites Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj for lunch prasadam. So after prasadam, so Prabhupada is making a transcendental deal. And Prabhupada is telling that this company wants 20,000 copies, but our VA is selling is now 4,000 copies only. How to increase these copies? Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj is telling that, okay, we'll try to hard to increase the copies. Now Prabhupada said, you give me guarantee that you will sell 5,000 books. Then the remaining 15,000 I will give to somebody else. Then Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj telling that, Prabhupada, I will try my best and I will do this. That is the anxiety for the guru. Disciples that to take. So, and anxiety is for the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking how these people of this world, they will be delivered. How these javanas will be delivered. He is asking to Haridasa Thakur. Haridasa Kalikale Javana Apar Gobrahmane Dekhi Hinsa Karama Adhama Acharo Iha Savatara Mate Iha Savatara Mate Temate Haibe Nistar Taha Hetu Nadekhiye Edukha Apar Haridasa Kalikale Javana Apar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking to Haridasa Thakur how these javanas will be delivered from this world. This is my distress, this is my anxiety. So Haridasa kahe Prabhu, chinta na kariyo, javanara samsara dekhi dukha na bhaviyo. Haridasa kahe Prabhu, chinta na kariyo. Haridasa telling Prabhu, you do not take any tension. Why? Now javanara samsara dekhi dukha na bhaviyo. Just by seeing the samsara of the javana people, you should not feel distressed. Then he quote this Tamsri Damsra Hatol Necha Harameti Punamana Ukta api Muktima Apnoti Kim Puna Sadhaya Gruna. So he's telling that they will chant the name Haram Haram, and by chanting that Haram Haram they will be delivered. Sunya Prabhura Sukha Vadayantare Punarapi Angikara Puchaya Tahare. Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's happiness is increasing. And he is asking again, what? Prithivite bahu jiva sthavara jangam iha savakara prakare haive mochano. There are so many jivas in this world. There are moving and non-moving entities. How these people and all these living entities will be delivered? Haridasa kahe Prabhu, shekrupa tamara sthavara jangam age kariya nischara, kariya se nischara. This is your Krupa. You have already delivered them on the way to Jharikhand. So, just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, loud chanting of the holy name of the Lord, all these living entities, the trees and insects, they will also be delivered. That's why there is no need to be distressed. This is the way how the disciples take the anxieties of the Lord. And this is the way how the disciples take the anxieties of the Guru. So how this empowerment comes from the parampara. So Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and Prabhupada is thinking that my Guru Maharaj has given me a big task. It's very difficult for me to fulfill his desire. So he is praying to in the night. Hrudaya Goswami Maharaj is writing that in the night Prabhupada would cry and pray to his divine guest Rupa Goswami Pad. Please help me so that I can serve my Guru Maharaj. I can fulfill the desire of my Guru Maharaj. So, that like Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes, Jagyata vichare kichhe nahi mama, tomara karuna sar. I do not have any qualification. The only qualification is your Krupa. So, by praying to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami empowered Srila Prabhupada, and by that, Prabhupada did a you can see the tremendous service Prabhupada did, that welfare service. So this bhakti shakti comes from the parampara. So that's why we have to establish the parampara again and again. Without the parampara mercy, you cannot progress in bhakti path. So we have to be very, very loyal and chaste to the parampara. So you can see Dhruva Maharaj, in the past time Dhruva Maharaj. So when the time came for Dhruva Maharaj to go to the spiritual world, Lord is thinking, Dhruva is very small. How can he come to the spiritual world alone? I need to help him. This is the nature of the bhakti avasthal Bhagavan. and he sends Sandar and Amarka, Nanda and Sunanda with his Vimana. And after going, Nanda and Sunanda, they reach at Badrikashram with the Vimana. Then Lord is thinking that, I have sent the Vimana, but I have not sent the staircase. How Dhruva will climb onto the board the Vimana, aeroplane? Then he is thinking, okay, instead of inspiring Nanda and Sunanda to do something, he is sending Mrityu Devata, because for devotees, Yamaraj will not come, Yamadutas will not come. For devotees, Nanda and Sunanda, they will come. Vishnudutas, they will come. So, now, Lord is thinking, how this Dhruva will come to the spiritual world. That's why he is sending Mrityu Devata. Mrityu Devata is thinking, yeah, I am very, very qualified. Today I will get the touch of the lotus feet of Dhruva Maharaj. I am very, very fortunate. So in this way, Sunanda, they come with the Vimana and Mrityu Devata comes and they invite Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj thinking, if I will go to the spiritual world, I may not get the darshan of Ganga. I may not be able to get the take sthan in Ganga river. That's why he is offering obeisance to Mother Ganga. And he is also offering obeisance to the sages, because he is not proud that if she, all of you are here only and I am going to the spiritual world, for me, Vimana has come. No. He is offering obeisances to the sages. And sages are also giving him blessings. So in this way, when Dhruva approaches the Vimana and he finds the staircase. What is the first staircase there? Namrutyu Devata. He climbs on the Mrityu Devata and board the Vimana. And Mrityu Devata is very happy. Today I got the touch of the lotus feet of Dhruva. And Dhruva did not know that I am keeping my legs on Mrityu Devata. So this is the transcendental happiness happening in the spiritual world. So that's why our attachment to the guru and the acharyas is very, very important. I can see normally when Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they are very, very attached to Srila Prabhupada. Normally whenever they speak, whenever they give katha, they speak most of the things from Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, because they are very, very attached to their guru. So it is not important whether we are attached to the Lord or not. But if we are attached to the parampara, that is our bhakti shakti. Because the shakti comes from the parampara. Krishna shakti comes through the parampara to us. So that's why, how we will get that shakti? Now Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that, Tamara ichhae moro ichhami saila bhakti vinod aja आपने भूलीला, तुम्हारा इच्छा है मोरो इच्छा मिसाइल. When we match our desires with the desire of the parampara, when we match our desires with the desire of the Lord, then we get the empowerment from the Lord and the parampara. So in that way, we can progress in the bhakti. So mother, she cooks many things, many dishes. For what? My child will eat that happily. But if the child is not eating all those items and he wants something from the hotel, then mother is not happy. Similarly, our acharyas, they have written so many things, so many books. If we will not read all these books and not understand and contemplate and apply those things, they will not be happy. So that's why we should be very, very grateful to the acharyas who have given us all the scriptures and this parampara system. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.